What's on sale? Facts, but better. Good evening. Welcome to Facts, but Better. I am Un, and I will be your moderator. Now, let us introduce our panel tonight. You there. Who are you, and what are you doing here?
It was my understanding that I do not have to give that information.
And our other red shirt.
Oh, I'm Electric Keat, and I'm on sale for up to 15% off this weekend only.
And our not red shirt.
So I'm Soreth, and this doesn't look like NPR. Did I make a wrong turn somewhere?
Yeah, you made a very unfortunate turn. It's okay. It's okay. This will be entertaining.
This isn't even PR. This is just R, or maybe
yep.
P.
Welcome to R News.
Why is the door locked?
Because, well, we were trying to guard against the pirates, but they obviously got in anyhow, which is why this is R News.
Oh, well, that actually makes perfect sense. I feel much better. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Thank you all. So that the points matter, we will be competing over who gets to eat this Twix bar.
That's my Twix bar.
I have a sake Kit Kat upstairs. Your bribe means nothing to me.
Twix bar. Actually, you know, if we work together, we could share the Twix bar.
What kind of commie talk is that?
Wait a second. I consider this to be collusion against me. Is this within the rules of the show? Is it okay for us to gang up against each other? Can we metagame this?
Yeah, oh, cool. All right.
Soreth, you.
Yeah, I can
squeeze her in.
Yeah, no.
I can fucking suck a Kit Kat upstairs. I can cut you in on half that action. So.
Are we getting a trading session going?
Yeah.
I have wood for sheep.
That's pretty tempting. I think what I'll actually do is pretend to collude with both of you. And then backstab you both at critical moments later on in the show so that I get all of them and then make you dance about for the crumbs.
Are you saying you're not here to make friends?
No. I'm totally here to make friends. Just ignore everything I just said.
Oh, okay. We actually can use a story arc. Let's go with it. Let's go with it. Okay, I'm okay with this.
Cool.
All right.
After all, what's a little backstabbing among friends? Our main topic for tonight will be oscillating crystals. Please remember this main topic. There will be a quiz at the end of the program.
Oscillating crystals. You know what those are.
I
they're little pretty shiny things that wiggle.
I actually played the Alan Watts role-playing game with Peggy the other night, and so I actually was one of those briefly. So.
Oh.
No, this is an actual thing. I'll tell you after the show when we're, like, telling the truth again.
So I'm sorry.
Sorry, we weren't supposed to. Oh, shit. Ignore that.
So I've already forgotten it, just for the record. That was crystallized ocelots?
Yes.
Okay, I'm good.
Ooh, that thing has numbers on it.
Don't forget to tap those like David Letterman. I get the impression that's that big post.
No, when yep, you yep, tap, yep. You're supposed to rotate. Nice. Like, is it left or right? I never learned my left from my right. I forgot.
It's okay, you can do either. You just have to be sure not to do 180, because then it changes sides.
Oh, actually, I thought it's because that means you left the tap open. It'll all leak out.
That does happen sometimes.
We will be leading off with Bamboozled. Please explain how the first individual in these examples tricks the second.
Ooh. This sounds fun. This is, I think, the best team building exercise I've ever been a part of.
You haven't been a part of any team building exercises.
There's this one right now.
Oh, well, that makes one.
And our first pairing will be Nikola Tesla tricks Karl Marx.
Wow.
So, which Nikola Tesla is this? Because I understand there's some time travel involved there. Which iteration through is it?
And which Karl Marx? No time travel involved. I'm just saying we're talking about a multifaceted individual.
You add them together and work with the average.
Oh.
Oh, that's reasonable.
Okay, so Nikola Marx and Karl Tesla. I think I smell fanfic.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is this a slash fic thing? That's an entirely different category.
Well, hold on. If this is about tricks, okay, which one's the rabbit?
Well, I was going the whole like prestige angle, where like I mean, Nikola Tesla. The thing is, I mean, as we know,
whose hat is a rabbit pulled out of then?
Well, That's what I was getting. Exactly, because I was figuring basically Tesla, as we know, had a lot of financial problems. And if they had multiple Teslas, which, of course, I'm referring to the phenomenon, not the band, but the first thing they would do is try to raise a little bit of cash. They'd probably send, like, you know, the runt Tesla off to just do, like, stage magic for kids' birthday parties and stuff. So I'm assuming this is probably something. How old would Karl Marx have, I mean, are we allowed to do research on this? I mean, well, assume that they were, that I'm envisioning like a young Karl Marx.
I think the important thing here is that you're talking about Nikola Tesla owning the means of production.
Oh, no, no, this is a, this is a socialized, this is a, I guess this would be like a, this would be a, well, no, this is, I'm talking about Tesla
providing.
You can't
trick me, apparently that's what happened.
You're saying that Karl Marx would have nationalized his own birthday parties, is what you're saying. That actually sounds right.
So. I don't think anyone said that, but I'm deeply concerned about what the proper plural form for Tesla is. Is it like Tesla, Teslots? Are we talking about Nikola's Tesla?
Don't be cute. It's Teslas.
Okay.
Teslas. We don't go around saying Paris, France. We don't, you know.
I do.
We don't use the metric system here. We just put an S on things. God damn it, because this is America.
And apparently, you take the U's out.
Yeah, we take the U's out, and the E has to go before the R and all that. So, I'm going to go out on a limb here, just based on what I know of the average Nikola Tesla and Karl Marx, and say that Tesla claimed that he would actually bankroll Marx. And that, of course, was a flat-out lie, as both of them, you know, ended up not having very much money at all.
Right.
As depicted in season 7 of Breaking Bad, of course.
Yes, exactly.
Which explains the direction that Marx took with his philosophy, because it's all he could afford.
Yeah.
All right. So I think that one, yeah, there we go. We're set. We're good.
And our second pairing will be Michael Foucault tricks Alfred Kinsey.
Now, do me a favor and remind me of how this round is supposed to work.
I haven't the slightest idea.
So I think with Kinsey here, right, there's some kind of, like, scale involved.
Right.
So, and possibly, well, like, 1 to 9 or something.
And Foucault wasn't...
No. I remember this. Because actually, this was the inspiration for the whole later feud between Brian Wilson and the Beatles over Pet Sounds versus Sgt. Pepper's. Oh. This was actually a tribute to the two of these actually had a tremendous rivalry over scales. They were in the same statistics class in college together. So Kinsey came out first with the sexuality scale, and Foucault actually had one they were working on that was supposed to test who was more French.
But then isn't that Michel Foucault?
Yeah, that's the same one.
Michel. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize she was trans.
Michael Foucault was actually a kid.
That we don't use that name anymore.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Oh.
Yeah. This is right. That was probably... See, now I understand why Earwolf gets in so much trouble. Because I'm not sure if that was... Yeah, okay. Because the thing is actually... Michel Foucault was actually queer, which, you know... Yeah. That's pretty much our team. So.
It's 2017. Who isn't?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think everybody is by default, and that's why, you know, all of our heteronormativity just leaked right out of the country and was replaced with something even worse.
Well, I mean, after the robot uprisings, so after really no competition, this has been accorded in November of 2017. For those of you who aren't aware, brace yourself. It's going to be a rough year.
Yeah, if you're not queer yet, just, you know, as a little advance warning, it's coming.
We'll sneak in. It's okay. We'll sneak in. Wear a ribbon.
It won't hurt much.
This just in. One of you is supposed to have the score sheet. You see, I was not actually brought on the show for my brains. In fact, I am actually a protozoan.
Oh, that explains it. Protozoans are some of the most wonderful people.
I like the little tank, actually. I understand what the little wire going to the microphone is.
So protozoan is handing us a score sheet.
Yeah.
There's some kind of, like, eukaryote joke here. I just know it, but... I wandered on the set by accident, so I'm not here for...
This is actually the same set that they were filming Wrinkle in Time on, and they still have that whole Metron Ariston thing set where everything is the same size. They left that, actually, so we've got that for another...
That explains the mitochondria that bumped into me when I walked in the room.
Yeah, we've got that for another week.
And in a celebration of nonconformity, we will be passing the score sheet to our non-red shirt.
Yay, I have a score sheet. It's papery.
Don't eat it all at once. You'll spoil your dinner.
I'm going to give you a point. Thank you for that.
Yay. I'm winning.
Just for that, it's going negative. I'm the point holder and all is arbitrary.
I'm winning the opposite way.
Now it's positive again.
If you keep making marks on that, it's going to end up looking like I have 5 points or so.
Oh, tally marks.
Start golfing.
Oh.
Think about it.
I don't know how to golf.
I'll show you later.
So there's a par, but I don't know what it is.
Okay.
We will now move on to our next round, compare and contrast. You'll be surprised to learn that this involves, please, comparing and contrasting the following items. And our first pairing for this round will be Feckles and Epistemology.
Oh, well, handily, I actually do have a degree in Feckles.
I mistyped it. It's Freckles.
Freckles. Oh. Freckles. Clearly Freckles. There was no time manipulation at all.
They're not typos. They're just happy little accidents.
See, I thought I knew what Feckles were. I was prepared, and now that I'm kind of scared by that.
Well, I was pretending I knew what Feckles were.
My degree just went out the window. I'm no use at all in this.
I just assumed it was a horse part.
Wasn't Feckles like the brief-lived nephew of Dennis the Menace? You know, Feckles was about for like a little bit here or there.
This is also,
and
wasn't this
forgotten
about,
later?
Isn't
like
this also supposed to be in the spirit of Discord? So no, I'm going with Feckles. I'm pretty sure it's a part of a horse, actually.
Oh, is that Feckles. Really? Is that where the term originates?
Yeah. Early that, I mean, just doesn't it, or it, listen, it just sounds like a horse part.
Well, all I know is that if you ask me about epistemology, I'm totally feckless.
I mean,
that's close enough.
Well, there must be some kind of, okay, so what part of the, okay, so let's reverse engineer this. So feckless. So if feckless means lazy, feck must be a unit of energy. And so what part of the horse generates energy?
Well, it's the hooves, right? You take the hooves off the horse and you can't go anywhere anymore.
Because it doesn't have effect to give.
Right.
I mean, judging from, like, you know, basic Faustian lore, we already discussed this. It's basically in the Keridan. You got, you know, the horns and the hooves and the wings and all that stuff. So, it's any keratin-bearing part. So this is more goddamn pony fanfic. This is just equestrian propaganda. And as a changeling, I'm officially diplomatically required not to comment on this. So.
Well, since
Hang on, you're a changeling.
Can we fix that in post?
Can we fix being a changeling in post?
Yeah.
Okay, you're not a changeling.
Okay.
Remember that one.
Yeah.
So
Wait, sorry.
your cover is not a changeling.
This is for the edit. Regular pony.
Was that like a summoning ritual?
Yes.
Okay. So I think the key here...
I'm here, so it must have worked.
...is that both Freckles and Epistemology only really appear when you're close to them. From a distance, you can't see them.
I like that answer better. So, okay, it's...
Let's go with that one.
And our next duo for your use and abuse is Yachts and More Yachts.
Ooh. We're supposed to compare and contrast them.
Well, the thing is, once you've heard Yachts, you've heard More Yachts.
Well, no, I think I see where this is going. This is... Okay, I mean, what's suspicious about this? It doesn't say how many yachts. How can you have any number of yachts and not make it a point of knowing how many yachts you have?
Oh, no,
so what this obviously is a question about numeracy among the extremely rich.
Well, it's yachts and more yachts. So we're looking for multiple yachts, which is Yahtzee, which is what, five dice?
Five dice.
So is that, five yachts, five six-sided yachts.
Is that what happens when you roll one? Do you get a yacht?
Well,
is there an actual connection there?
I think so.
Okay, are they still doing that? Okay.
I've never played it, but I assume so. Like, you might need to send off, like, a proof of purchase.
Well, shit, if you can get yachts, then we should play more of this game. Who exactly? I mean, is it the? Is it like who actually manufactures yachts these days? I mean, Hasbro, I think, does everything. So they just, I suppose, they just have a stock of yachts.
I think it's actually Parker Brothers. Okay, I don't know, but yeah, yeah, we should buy a copy. Like that would be the first copy of Yahtzee they've sold in years.
Wait, you mean the Parker Boys? They live right down the street.
Oh,
we get right by the marina.
They can't afford.
The two kids that are playing dice all the time.
Heck, let's go.
Oh my god, we should go. Okay, no, after the show. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We're coming for you, yeah. Parker.
Yep. I think that settles it. Yep. If you have any more questions, email us. The address was provided at the beginning of the show. You just missed it.
And another pairing for your fine dissection will be cantaloupes and lactariums. Please bear in mind this is a family show.
So we have to give an answer that isn't just like continuous censored beeping.
Lactarium? I don't even know him.
Can we get a rim shot inserted here?
Can we just edit all of Keith's jokes out in post? Can we just kind of just gently edge her out?
It should be easy because I usually wait until you two are finished rambling to say anything.
It's because you're recording your lines in the studio separately 6 days after we do this. Like last time, we have to do all the work.
Look. I work hard, okay? I need that time for me. It's important. Why are you harassing the talent?
Because you're not here to defend yourself.
I don't need this. I'm going to go run the vacuum. I'm like, where's the vacuum cleaner?
I'm actually very unnerved by the vacuum cleaner, so can we not do that? Not run Scary Monster.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. I forgot about your feelings.
Yeah, I have personal background issues.
Yeah, you couldn't possibly. Well,
there are historical issues between me and the vacuum cleaner.
Okay, fair enough. And, you know, I should understand that as, you know, having feline tendencies myself, but I think I was raised in a different environment where.
Yeah, but your tail is OP. I'm going to have them nerf.
So didn't Feline Sensibilities put on a show at the Lactarium like last August?
That's where I remembered that from. Yeah.
Which had just had a show by Gallagher where they ran out of watermelons. It all ties in.
If you haven't seen it, actually, Feline Sensibilities, that was actually the Jane Austen production with the cast and crew of cats in full costume. It was extraordinary.
Just give me the damn Twix already.
It's taunting us.
And now, next line, please. Our puppet master, I'm sorry, engineer, will play a bit of music with lyrics. Please state what the following lyrics are after the music stops.
Okay.
Sure, I'm game.
Yeah, we'll try that. Gum in my hair, it's too stuck, not going nowhere. Oh, gum is in my hair, gum is in my hair.
I think anything that I can say would lose beneath that musical onslaught. You've won it. That is another point.
Thank you. And give yourself a point for giving me a point.
Oh,
I really
well, thank
think you've earned that one. And you're doing pretty good.
I got a Kit Kat. I don't care.
Oh, okay. We're good.
No one gets points. The pen has run out of ink.
Oh no! I think that means I win. But wait a minute.
Oh no! There it is.
But that's my Twix bar.
And now for your final exam. What was our main topic tonight? The one who gets it correct will lose. All the points.
It was oscillating crystallography, and the fact that I have the best memory of anybody here should shame you all.
I was distracted. She's eaten the prize.
Speed also matters. That Twix. Was that.
But
there's the collusion. So okay, I guess you and I split square points 50-50.
Our Twix bar.
Unseen presence that is eating our Twix bar.
I don't think the sound engineer is allowed to eat the prize. We were talking about crystallized ocelots. I remember that.
This is.
I thought we were talking about bread.
Listen, this is a free country with a free market. Excuse me, Queen. Let me do another take of that. This is a free country with a free market. With a free market.
Free parking.
Mm-hmm. And this is that we may simply regard the Twix as a commodity. And so our unseen presence is simply in debt to you to the tune of one Twix. And you can charge interest on that because this is America.
Well, I am interested in the Twix bar.
Mm-hmm. You're the creditor. The advantages are all on your side. You just gouge that Twix right there.
No, I want to eat it. I don't want to gouge it.
But yeah, but see now they owe you two Twix.
There are already two Twix in the package.
Two individual units of Twix. So okay, four. All right, we're gonna have to retool this entire show. We'll get back to you. We have to do some currency standardization. And metrics, we need another Twix bar so we can weigh it. If any of you in the studio audience have a Twix bar.
We don't have a studio audience. We couldn't afford them.
Okay. Well, if some future civilization happens to have a Twix bar and a time machine, if you could email that to betterthanfacts@gmail.com, which we have not yet registered, and it will not reach us. Thank you.
So, my God.
Yay. The Twix. Well, half of it came back, and okay. I think it's too scared to talk. What happened to you, little buddy?
There's half of it. You send us half of bars. I just want to say, people from the future, you suck.
Actually, here's the thing. Is the real winner
wait,
here?
Is this?
Wait, the real winner, though, is on our announcer. This is from us.
Is this?
You've earned it. Thank you, kind little protozoa.
Keith, I think this might be the last twist. I think they sent us the last Twix from the future.
But I'm giving...
No, I think this is a very appropriate ending.
A tribute.
I'm going to get out of the studio. I'm going to break down. I don't want them to hear me like this. This is so beautiful.
A tribute to our single-celled ancestors.
You cool little protozoa.
I thank you very much, panel, and though I lack a digestive system, let alone a mouth or any complex organs, I shall treasure it always. And that's all for now. Thank you for enjoying Facts, but Better. I'm sorry. The engineer has eaten the Twix bar, so there are no prizes tonight. I fear everything you have done has been for nothing. That's all for now. Thank you for enjoying Facts, but Better.